Molly had to look after herself on the weekends. Her mum and dad were always out working or sleeping, Dad especially, which meant she only ever saw him wearing a dressing gown and slippers, and his hair was...
It wasn't a big house, just two bedrooms, one for her, one for mum and dad, which she thought most unfair, as they had to squish up together in the same bed, whereas she had all the space
in the world. But Molly wasn't really talking to herself. She was talking to the house.
Good morning, house, said Molly.
Good morning, Molly, said the house.
You spoke, house.
Of course.
Well, you might have spoken before. You left me to do all the work all this time, and Molly was even more put out.
Well, said another voice, we shouldn't say a word. It's against the rules, really.
But no one will know, will they?
Molly looked round to see who had spoken and saw that it was the toaster. And was it her imagination or was it smiling as well? But that was silly. How could a toaster smile?
Do you know, Molly, what happens to the light inside us when we light bulbs go out? The light travels up to the sun and the stars in the sky, and that's where the spirit of all light bulbs live. In the sun and stars we float from here to eternity. Forever.
That's silly, said Molly.
Isn't silly, said the light bulb.
Yes, it is. You're just making it up. And she switched the lamp off.
In the moonlight, he found the old light bulb from her lamp, wrapped in an old sock. He decided not to mention this to her mum. But even she couldn't help noticing how Molly had started talking to the sky. She'll grow out of it, they said to themselves. But she never did, for she followed the light. The light was her guide.